Matthew chapter 18, starting at verse 21, page 985. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged, 'and I will pay back everything.' The servant's master took pity on him, cancelled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay it back.' But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. 'You wicked servant,' he said. 'I cancelled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had on you?' In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart."
Thanks, Graham, very much for reading. My name's Chris. I'm part of the church family here. It's fantastic to have everyone in the service today. Particularly, it's fantastic to have the children with us. Now, today, we are thinking about this theme, and it should be on the screen, the theme of forgiveness. Now, to start the service, okay, we're going to have a quiz. Okay, do we like quizzes? Okay, because forgiveness is a very important word, but we need to think about this word. Here is the first question, okay, in this quiz. So I want to see hands up if you know the answer. Can anyone tell me the name of this Disney film? Okay, lots of hands up. A few adults as well, which is good to see. I think, Quentin, your hand went up first, I think. So, Inside Out. That's absolutely right. Is it? Yeah, it was Inside Out 2, but you're absolutely right. Inside Out 2. Put your hand up if you've seen Inside Out 2. Quite a few hands. I've actually seen it. It was really good. Here's the next question, okay? Now, this is a slightly harder question, I think, because I'm going to see if you know any of the characters in Inside Out 2. Hands down. Because these... Does anyone want to tell me one of the characters? Grace?
Grace,
yes. So... you're absolutely right. There's a character called Grace, which is on the far right. Is that right? Well done. So, Grace. Ralph, do you want to say one? Do you know any others in that picture? You're getting a bit of help there. Riley. You're absolutely right. Riley's on the far left. She's kind of like the main character, isn't she? Now, this is probably the hardest. There is one. Who's the girl in the middle? Does anyone know? Hey, we've got experts down the front here. Anyone else? Go for it. Bree, you're absolutely right. So we've got Riley, Bree, and Grace. Now, in the film Inside Out 2, they are best friends. So in Inside Out 1, they're in that film as well. They're best friends. However, over the course of the film, they fall out. Particularly, Riley falls out with Bree and Grace. And their friendship, well, it gets really, really difficult. To a point where friendship looks really broken, and they play a game of hockey near the end, and Riley ends up really hurting Grace. It looks like the friendship is completely broken. But now, guys, this is a little bit of a spoiler, so I'm sorry if you've not seen it. Right at the end of the film, the relationship looks broken, but Riley asks for forgiveness. And amazingly, Bree and Grace, they forgive Riley, and the friendship is fixed. There's a really wonderful ending to the film. It's a really good film. Do go and see it. I hope I haven't spoiled it for you. Grace and Bree show amazing forgiveness to Riley. It fixes the friendship. Forgiveness is so important. And today we're thinking more about forgiveness and particularly what the Bible tells us. And we're looking at this passage in Matthew chapter 18. Here's another question though. Put your hands up, and adults and children can answer this. Who here sometimes argues with their brother, their sister, or a friend? I think there's lots of, I think there should probably be lots more hands up, but there's lots of honest people at the front here. We all have arguments, don't we? Hands down. We all know what it's like to have arguments with brothers, sisters, friends. We fall out with people. Guys, we sometimes do or say things to really hurt each other. Let's look at the situation on the screen, okay? I want you to imagine you're in the playground at school and your friend calls you a horrible name for no reason at all. How does that make you feel? How does that make you feel? Does anyone...
Sad.
It does. It makes you feel really sad. Does anyone else want to say, how else does it make you feel? Over here. Really sad, angry. It can make you feel angry inside and sad. Yeah, go ahead.
Want to do something bad back?
You might want to do something bad back. Right, hands down, really good answers. It can make us feel sad. It can make us feel angry inside. And Quentin, you're absolutely right. It can make us want to do something bad back. To make that other person feel bad as well. We might call that revenge. Get our revenge. However, if we start calling them a name back, well, that can quickly spiral out of control, can't it? They'll end up calling us a name back. And actually, if we're just calling each other names back and forth, that shows that relationship, that friendship is really broken. And do you know what? It's horrible to have broken friendships. But do you know what? There's something we can do instead of calling someone a name back. We can say these three words, and they're up on the screen. I forgive you. Saying I forgive you is really, really powerful because it helps fix a broken relationship, a broken friendship. Let's think what it means to forgive. Well, to forgive, firstly, it means we recognize that someone has done something wrong to us. Secondly, we let go of those feelings of anger and revenge. Thirdly, we try and fix the relationship. So firstly, we recognize something has been done wrong to us. Secondly, we get rid of those feelings, or we let go of those feelings. And thirdly, we try to fix the friendship. And it's so much better to have fixed friendships. It's so much better when we haven't stored up anger, revenge in our hearts, inside of us. Saying I forgive you is really powerful. But guys, there's a problem. There is a problem. Forgiveness can be really, really hard. Sometimes someone has done something so bad to us that we feel we just can't forgive them. It feels too hard. It feels like the cost is too much to give. But we read in Matthew chapter 18 that if we're a Christian, we must forgive one another. Jesus says that we should forgive. We forgive one another. He says it in other parts of the New Testament as well. And in Matthew chapter 18, verse 21, Peter asked him, well, how many times should I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Jesus answers, 70 times 7 times. Now, I don't know if you're good at maths. I'm sure many of you have calculated that already, yeah? It is 490. Well done. Very quick indeed. But do you know what? Jesus isn't saying, forgive someone 490 times. The number 7 is really, really significant in the Bible. It's a number of completeness. Jesus is saying there is to be no limit to your forgiveness. We should forgive one another every single time. Hang on. That sounds really hard. Actually, that sounds almost impossible. But Jesus goes on to give us a story to show us, firstly, why we should forgive, and secondly, through the story, we're given the understanding that with the help of the Spirit, we can have the power to forgive. And it's called the story of the unforgiving servant. We read it earlier. I'm going to ask Joe to come up again. We're going to read it again, and I'd love you to listen, but also watch as we hear the story again. I'm going to ask Phil. Phil could come up as well to help us.
Our story begins with a very important and powerful king. One day, the king called for one of his servants. We'll call this servant Servant Chris. Servant Chris owed the king lots of money, 10,000 bags of gold, in fact. That's millions and millions of pounds. Servant Chris had spent all of the king's money and came to the king with nothing. The king gave this order.
Servant Chris!
Yes, Your Majesty, yes, Your Majesty.
You have spent all of my money and cannot pay me back. Therefore, I give this order. You shall go to prison, and I will sell everything you have to pay back the debt.
Oh, King, Your Majesty, please have mercy on me. I plead with you. I will repay you back. I will.
I am a kind and merciful king. I will forgive this debt. You are free. You can go.
Servant Chris couldn't believe the kindness of the king. Wow, the king had forgiven him and he no longer owed the king the huge sum of money. He left the king feeling in an incredible sense of relief. But as he was walking out of the king's palace, he saw another servant who owed him 100 silver coins. That's about £500.
Hey, you there, come here. You, pay me back the money you owe me.
Please forgive me, I will pay you back.
No. You will go to prison until you can pay back every single penny you owe me.
Servant Chris had him thrown into prison. When the king heard what Servant Chris had done, he called for him.
Servant Chris!
Yes, Your Majesty, yep.
You were forgiven of your debts, but you could not show the same forgiveness to someone else. You did not show the same mercy you received. Therefore, I will send you to prison. Take him away.
And so Servant Chris was sent to prison because he hadn't shown the same forgiveness as the king had shown him.
Okay, let's give everyone a round of applause. Fantastic. Well done. I'm just going to grab my script. Well, I'm just going to move this out of the way. Well, as we saw in the story, and by the way, I'm no longer Servant Chris, in case you're wondering. I'm out of character, just to be really, really clear. We saw in the story that Servant Chris was showed amazing forgiveness. The king was very merciful, but then he didn't show that same forgiveness back to someone else. And Jesus told this story to show us just how important it is that we forgive one another. You see, Jesus wants to show us that we're all in the same situation as Servant Chris. Right at the beginning, Servant Chris owed the king a huge amount of money. Let me get a little bag of money here. It says in Matthew chapter 18 that he owed 10,000 bags of these. Okay, this is a bag of gold. He owed not just one. That would have been a lot of money, about £500, I think. So he didn't just owe 500. Actually, it'd be good to try and illustrate this. Should we try and... He didn't owe £500. He owed 10,000 bags. So it was something a little bit more like that. There we go. It was more like 10,000 pounds. Or, you know, 10,000 bags, which was millions. And have you got another calculation? 5 million. If one bag, 5 millions and millions. We've heard 5 million. I actually trust you because you got the first calculation, right? Millions of pounds he owed the king. And it would have been fair and just for the king to put him in prison to make him pay back the money he owed. But what did the king do at the beginning? Can anyone tell me? What did the king say to Servant Chris? What did he do about this big debt? Can anyone remember, Archie? Yeah, that's absolutely right. He said he forgives him. He no longer owed him the money. He let him go free. Now, the Bible says that we've all done wrong towards God, and that it would be fair and just for God to punish us. We live in God's world that he created. We don't treat his world. We don't treat each other. And most importantly, we don't treat God in the way that we should. We put ourselves first, we tell God to go away, and like Servant Chris, the Bible says we've built up a huge debt towards God, but not money, we don't owe God money, but we've built up a debt of sin towards God. And it's one we can't pay back. We can't pay back by doing good things, we can't pay back by coming to church every single week. The situation looks hopeless. But the wonderful news is that God is like the king. The king showed big forgiveness to Servant Chris, told him he didn't have to pay the money back. He let him go free. And in the same way, God shows that same forgiveness towards us. He doesn't make us pay for the wrong we've done. Instead, he says we are free. This is big forgiveness. But it's forgiveness which has a great cost. You see, for the king, his forgiveness was all this money. It cost the king this much money. For God, his forgiveness is an even greater cost. Because the only way God could forgive us was by sending his son, Jesus, into the world to pay for the wrong we've done. And you'll see on the screen, Jesus paid for our sin by dying on the cross. And because of his death on the cross, for anyone who trusts in him, they are totally forgiven. And this is big forgiveness, because it costs God what is most precious to him. And knowing that God has forgiven us in this way, knowing that great cost is transformational. It brings freedom, joy, and thankfulness to God. And because we've been shown this big forgiveness, it shows why we must forgive. We mustn't be like Servant Chris, who refused to give forgiveness after receiving it himself. The story also gives us the power to forgive when we know just how much we've been loved and forgiven, something we don't deserve. Well, that love compels us to show the same forgiveness to others. Now, like I said, right at the beginning, forgiveness is very hard. And forgiveness can be very costly. But I hope you've seen today, this morning, that when we understand how much we've been forgiven by God, the cost it was to him, it means we must and we can show the same forgiveness to others. Well, perhaps you're someone here this morning who doesn't know God's big forgiveness. We're really pleased to have you with us this morning. We'd love you to keep coming every Sunday. And if you'd love to talk more about this, then I'm sure Phil, myself, and others would love to talk to you more about God's big forgiveness. Perhaps you're a Christian here and you're finding it difficult to forgive. Perhaps a family member, a friend, a work colleague. I hope today, as you've seen and heard about God's big forgiveness, that it helps you to lift your eyes to see why we must forgive. And as we see God's love and the cost to him, that it might compel us all to show that same forgiveness that we've received.